When good King Richard, that's Richard of Gloucester, ascended the throne, did he? He made good his promise to lower the taxes and set all the debtors free. Now kindly King Richard was called Dickie Crookback, by Henry of Richmond was he. Till all of his subjects had heard the foul rumor from Dover to Anglesey. Henry of Richmond, he wanted the crown to wear on his bonny Welsh head. But Henry the Seventh, he'd never be till Richard the Third was dead. You've heard of the princes who died in the Tower of London, you've heard. It was Henry of Richmond who blamed his foul murders on goodly King Richard the Third. With plotting and pledges, an army was raised to force our fair Richard to yield. And the Wars of the Roses then came to an ending at the Battle of Bosworth Field. Henry of Richmond, he wanted the crown to wear on his bonny Welsh head. But Henry the Seventh, he'd never be till Richard the Third was dead. The Bishop of Ely, he blessed our King Richard and promised to help in the fights. But even before Richard came to the battle, John Morton gave him the last rites. The proud Resop Thomas and handsome Will Stanley, they promised their swords to their liege. But shortly these bastards went over to Henry and even helped plan his siege. Henry of Richmond, he wanted the crown to wear on his bonny Welsh head. But Henry the Seventh, he'd never be till Richard the Third was dead. The list of the traitors is too long to mention, and the names of the faithful are few. For Henry of Richmond vowed gold to the rebels and death to the loyal and true. Now Henry of Richmond was crowned King of England. Some say he was Arthur returned. But Arthur Pendragon ne'er once had he murdered, nor looted, nor plundered, nor burned. Henry of Richmond, he wanted the crown to wear on his bonny Welsh head. But Henry the Seventh, he'd never be till Richard the Third was dead. Now you may be thinking my story's told falsely, because you have read the bard's play about Dickie Crookback, who murdered his brother all on St. Bartholomew's Day. But truth is elusive, 'twas true then as now, and falsehoods are easily spread. And some men became saints while some became monsters because of what Will Shakespeare said. Henry of Richmond, he wanted the crown to wear on his bonny French head. But Henry the Seventh, he'd never be till Richard the Third was dead.